שמעכשיו הזכיר חוסה, פרק י' למד. So we're still dealing with food. Now we're going to look at measuring and weighing food. Okay, so measurement and weight generally. Chachomim forbade measurement and weight. The uvdin dechol. Weight looks chashash of mekachomemkar. Okay, things like this. And therefore, we don't weigh and we don't measure. Okay, except for things that we are allowed to weigh or measure. Now, המכין אוכל בשביל תינוק, והוא צריך לדעת את הכמות שהתינוק אוכל. Someone prepares for a baby. We know a baby, even a child, is considered חולה שאין בו סכנה. Okay, a child. Yeah, so, and a child, a lot of things that the Rabbonon are forbidden, but Rabbonon allow for חולה שאין בו סכנה, therefore for children allowed to do. We can see it in different הלכות where we do. We say, with this you're allowed to do for חולה שאין בו סכנה, you can also do it for a child, because he gets the same... The same rule. Here we're talking about a baby. You're preparing food for a baby. And you need to know the amount. It needs to be an exact formula. You need to know the amount. And therefore, you're allowed to weigh it and measure it. However, אך אם אפשר, יעריך את הכמות. דהיינו, יעמוד אותה ולא ימדוד אותה מדידה מדויקת. כי בערכה זו, ודאי שאין בה שום איסור, אפילו כאשר מכין לגדול. If you can estimate, guesstimate, everyone calls it in a different way, yeah, but if you can estimate it, how much he actually needs for the child, and it doesn't need to be exactly the liquid and the dry or whatever. Like I said, so do an estimate like
you'd
this.
You'd have to use a measurement
key. What?
A measurement key for it.
So for a child, we said you're allowed to for a child, but the best thing is, for example, in a
bottle, for example, it has measurements as 30 mil, 60 mil, 90 mil, etc.
Okay, that's a bit less evident. When it's on the bottle, if you're filling up the bottle in a regular way and not like a measurement cup, exactly, if you don't go like this, you know, in a less evident way, so that's like Meshire, you know. It's one of the things in about weighing and preparing all those stuff is it looks like you're going to cook as well. You're going to prepare. It's a process which is Uvdin Dechol. But if you do it in that way, you have a bottle with the lines and you're filling up and you're not Medayek on the line, more or less, you see, you reach a line, you stop, you know, that's... Then that's okay.
So, for example, when in Kippur, when you say a patient can take medication, they say you shouldn't take more than a revius.
Right. The right thing to do is to an erev Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
Learn all the shiurim. Check the shiurim, what they are for you, which cup, measure it, and then you can continue using it on Shabbos, and Yom Kippur.
But then you can use it as a measurement cup.
Yeah, you have to, because otherwise we're talking about Deoraisa here. Yeah, Chachomim cannot, at the corner of Chachomim, they cannot come and break a Deoraisa. Yeah? So you're talking about Deoraisa there if you're going to eat, drink the wrong amount. Yeah. Now, המכין אוכל ביום טוב, וצריך לדעת את כמות הטבלנים השונים שבהם משתמש, someone prepares food, he needs to know the amount of... what is it called? Spices that he needs to use. So, אם דרכו למדוד גם בימות החול, מותר לו לעשות גם כן ביום טוב. So, he prepared in יום טוב. If that's what he does on a weekday, that's what he will do on יום טוב as well. Because צורך אוכל נפש, he allowed to do that. והשתמש לצורך המדידה בכלי שמסוממונות בו מידות, אבל אלו להשתמש במדידתם במוזניים. So, scale is much more חמור than using a cup with, or a measuring cup, yeah? Better to use a measuring cup, but don't use a scale in this case. Okay? We know that, for example, לצורך מצווה, the thing that חמים say our prohibition doesn't start. So if you need to measure your matzes, you have a limited amount you can eat, or you have a limited amount of matzes and a lot of people, and you need to know how much each one is matzah needs to have. So if you didn't prepare it in Erev Shabbos, you couldn't prepare it in Erev Shabbos because you needed Shleimus and you needed in Erev Pesach, yeah, you needed Shleimus and things. So you will be allowed to do it by way of a way, לצורך מצווה. Now, if you have, so לכתחילה ביום טוב, the best is not to use a scale, don't use a scale, use a measuring cup. Now, מצרכים שכמותם הלא מדויקת אינה פוגמת את טעם התבשיל, things that doesn't matter really if you're going to put flour, another 10 grams, another 20 grams or less, if it won't make a difference, or any other product that won't make a difference, those en modedim biyom tov. Gam im ratzonon lemdod et hakemach kedei sheyuchal lalush kishiur mechev hafashat chala, ela yikach beomed v'simah lashiur hadarush. He says, but if you say, okay, I want to be a tzaddik, I want to do chala here, I want to make sure I have chala, I need to measure it. Just a bit more, and then you won't have to measure. You will know it's definitely the amount in there, yeah? We go by about 1.5 kilos or something, right? 1.5, 1.6 or something like this. So if you take 2 bags of 1 kilo and put it in, you know you're good. Yeah.
Out of interest, I remember once going to Seder quite a few years back, and the person didn't say would weigh the matzos, like, you know, those scales, and it like goes from side to side.
Right. Yeah, so that's exactly the thing. So we don't put it on a scale, but matzah, le mitzvah, you're allowed to. Someone told me the Chazon Ish also used to do it. That's what I heard. Okay, now, here we're talking about Lamed Beis, is about whipping food. En la'aktif beitza b'Shabbat, u'b'yom tov mutar. So not to whip an egg white on Shabbos. Why? Because it looks like, that's what he says in the note, he says, it looks like it's going to cook. Okay, so Mr. Mishneh Berurah. Okay, it looks like he's going to cook. B'yom Tov mutar, because B'yom Tov you're allowed to cook. So we don't whip an egg on Shabbos. B'yom Tov mutar lezoch ha-shimush bo b'yom, if it's for the same day to use. V'chen adin gam legabe achanat katzefet mishamenet metuka. So whipped cream. If you want to make whipped cream, and you should not make whipped cream on Shabbos, but on Yom Tov, you're allowed. Lamed Gimel, b'Yom Tov mutar lachin mayonnaise ben zil uben samich. Whether it's a thick mixture or a thin mixture, a soft mixture, you still allow. We learned. Kneading, lash, right? So when we learned lash, we learned that you don't make any mixture on Shabbos except for a mixture which is liquid. But a soft mixture, if you don't have it from before Shabbos and you need it, you can make it. You do two shinuim, we said, and b'shat atchak you can also do a harder mixture. We say do two shinuim, a shinuim the way you put the food in and a shinuim the way you mix. You don't mix in the rounds, you mix shtiva erev, yeah? Crisscross. Now, here he says, Yom Tov, you're allowed to prepare mayonnaise, whether it's thin mixture or thick mixture, you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov. Ve'afilu b'marbel yad, you're allowed to use a hand mixer for it. Avalo b'zat marbel chashmali, not with an electric mixer. Ve'chen mutar la'afrid lezorech zeh et ha'chelmon min ha'chelbon shel ha'bitza, ki be'ofen zeh en yisur b'rira b'yom Tov. So you're allowed to separate the egg white and the yolk. You're allowed to separate them. And here you don't have to be makpid aval ochel mitoch psolet or mitzolet mitoch ochel. Because we said in Yom Tov, you're allowed to do boirer in the easiest way you go. So if the easiest way is psolet mitoch ochel, you do that, ochel mitoch psolet, you do that. That's on Yom Tov, yeah? On Yom Tov, you do minimum tircha, because you're doing anyway, you're doing the boirer, lezorech ochel, yeah, for what you need, and therefore you'll be allowed to do it one way or another. And therefore, he said, you're also allowed to do it if you need to do it with, if you want to prepare whipped cream or whipped egg, you'll be allowed to do separations in it, and you'll do whatever's easier to do.
The only thing about boira that you can do in the easiest way, is that only in relation to preparation or eating as well?
No, eating as well. Yeah. And Yom Tov. And Yom Tov.
You can take what you don't want.
So, for example, if you have the ochel is small pieces and the psolet is big ones.
You can scoop
the big pieces out, the psolet out, and eat the ochel on Yom Tov. Yeah? Because you do whatever's easier for you to do. B'Shabbat asur lachin mayonez samich, v'gam b'asher li mayonez nzil yitiv lasot im yaser kem yivod yom. So Shabbos, you're not allowed to do a thick mayonnaise. And it says, generally mayonnaise at all, the best thing is not to do it on Shabbos. Lots of complications. Prepare it before Shabbos. Lamedaled. Now, smearing, spreading on butter, jam, honey, chocolate spread, all these stuff, and food. Which melacha will be spread? You know, normally, memareach. What's memareach? Memareach is the toloid of memachek. Memachek we do with the parchment when we clean off the hair from it, and, you know, when we process it. So, everything we want to spread, so ointment and things like this, are memelochot memareach as well. Yeah? Some say that toothpaste is not allowed to be used because of memareach. Okay? Rav Avadya Yosef says it's not because you have no intention to do a meruach aver, you just want to squeeze out some toothpaste, put it in the toothbrush and wash your mouth with it. Okay, there's a question also with a toothbrush, a regular one, is if you will bleed, you know.
Bleeding or squeezing? Bleeding
is a real problem. Okay, squeezing on this type of thing, there's not so much squeezing on it, but bleeding. That's why if you check in Kosher Kingdom in the back aisle, at least it used to be there. There was a soft ones for Shabbos, like very very soft brushes. Rubber, exactly. Exactly, with those rubber teeth. So you have those for Shabbos. But Lamai says there are some who, like Rav Avadya Yosef says, that you have no kavona, you know miskaven, and it's not psikresha that you will bleed. And if you don't know that you actually have problems in your mouth, you can carefully, softly brush your teeth with a regular washboard. You can even use a Lemai say most Polish Ashkenaz don't allow that, and they say to use a mouthwash, or in Israel they use Tadent, it's called. It's a kind of a mouthwash which is
green,
two in one, exactly, yeah, like exactly with that spout, exactly, that Tadent one. Yeah, so that's what they use with, what?
Yeah, Theramed or something.
Tadent.
The name of the...
Theramed.
Could be.
Same sort of things, like a liquidy type.
Yeah, it's a liquid type.
Put on the brush.
That's right.
But we're saying without a brush or with a brush?
With a soft brush, okay?
Soft brush.
Yeah, okay, so... Lemaisi with soft brush, but if you... Look, if someone is in a situation, he says, look, I'm in a situation, whatever, and he knows he's not bleeding, and or generally he's not bleeding, he doesn't bleed on any weekday, he brushes every day, doesn't bleed on a big day, and he feels really suffers from it on Shabbat, he wants to rely on Rav Avadya Yosef, I don't think that he's going to be he's going to have to bring a korban chatas for it. Okay, so he says like this: mutar on lamedalet, mutar limroach chemar riba dvash mimrach shokolad vekol mimrach acher al pusat lechem en b'shem mishum yisur memareach. Spreading food like this on all those spreads on bread, no problem. It's not memareach. Vechen adin legabei yerakot mevushalim. Right, so you have cooked vegetables and you want to spread them on the food, you can do that as well. However, באשר למריחת פירות חיים כגון בננה או אבוקדה או אלה, so we saw earlier when we were talking about all these, we said that if the fruit is, or the vegetable, fruit or whatever you want to use, for example a banana, if the banana is in a status where you put your finger on the edge of it and you can pull that piece away, that part away, and it's already mush, and the banana is not going to come after it, that means it's already soft enough that it's already mushed, yeah? So this, you can take it and spread it. But otherwise, you got to be careful, because it's this is already a question when it comes in actual fruit of toichen. It's a question of toichen when it comes to fruit, where you're spreading it, but lemaisa you're doing tchina by spreading it. Now, אבל, he says, אסור למרוח דברי אוכל לננות, והיא, אסור למרוח דברי מאכל שלא לשם מאכל, כגון, למרוח מגרין או חמה על שפתיים מבשות. So you have dry lips, and you want to soften it, you're not allowed to take margarine, or butter, and smear it on it, because it's בשום רפואה, it's the same thing, whether it's this or any other ointment for that matter. However, he doesn't say it here, but there's a trick. Yeah, you can eat butter. No one stops you from eating butter. Yeah, you can eat butter and it will remain some on your lips and softens it. You know, but generally, don't you're not allowed to take it and actually smear it on. ואם כוונתו במריחת המאכלים על גבי האוכל לליפותם, if he wants to make it nice by spreading the food on it, כמו גון מריחת קרם על גבי ההוגה, cream and cake. המחמיר לא לעשות כן תבוא עליו ברך ה... He says, אם זה מחמיר not to do it, it's better not to do that. Okay? There's a question we said about boiling food, which we did last shiur, yeah? So here it's a question about to make it look nice. It could be a question of boiling, but sometimes it could be, you know, question of memachek here. If you're really intending just to do something nice, that's already, now you're doing leofi, you're not doing for food, you know. Okay, lamed hey. מותר למוח ביום טוב מרגרינה וכדומה לתבנית הרפייה כדי שהמאפה לא יישרף או ידבק בתבנית. So you allow to put on a tray margarine and you allow to smear it on it, and that's not memachek. Okay, when you're doing that on yom tev, you allow to do that. You're not, when you're doing it, what are you doing? You're just smearing it on it so it doesn't stick to it. But you're not trying to make an even surface, you know, in a specific amount exactly. You just don't want it to stick, and for Yom Tov, that's part of the way you prepare food, and you're allowed to do that. Mutar lachin mei soda. Mei soda. Soda water. Al ide osafat chamtzan, kigon bakbukei sifulux or soda stream. So we had sifulux when we were children. Soda stream came a bit later, so on the second edition, you already changed it to soda, added soda stream. And you're allowed to prepare those on Shabbos. Okay, there's no choshesh over here for a noilad or anything like this. Okay, afilu, you're allowed to prepare it afilu b'Shabbat. Okay, so soda, baking soda and stuff, b'shem refuah, we don't do on Shabbos. That's a later chapter. We will see it. He says in a note that you're allowed to use also those we have in the kiosks, which dispense soda. You're allowed to use them as well on Shabbos. He's here not talking so much about the side of the adding of the gas to it. It's more the part of the dispenser cools the water, cools the liquid, and sends it out. Just like a fridge, cold liquid, liquid comes in and will cool inside, right? Room temperature liquid will come in and will cool inside. But he treats it the same. You can look at the notes. He treats it the same as a refrigerator, basically. So the same as a refrigerator is allowed to use on Shabbos. They say this is allowed as well on Shabbos. Now, דברי מאכל שתפורים וקשורים בחוט, כגון מאיים או אופן מולאים, כשבא לאכול מהם מותר לחתוך את החוט בסכין או במספריים. בשל הוצאת החוט מתוך המאכל בשבת, אסור להוציא משום איסור בוער, ביום טוב מותר להוציאו. So he's saying here is like this, if you have stuffed chicken, and it's with a string. It's sewed. Someone sewed it closed, right? You're allowed to open, cut it on Shabbat, and eat from it, because you're not doing over here anything for tfira, or you just get into the food, and that's the way you're allowed to be menatek it to get to it. However, if there's pieces of thread stuck inside on Shabbos, you're not allowed to take them out. You have to take the food away from that. Hold it and take the food away from it and eat it. Yeah? Ochel mitoch psolet bayad umiyad. Yom Tov, you're allowed to do that. As we said, you're allowed to do the boirer, the easier one, and here's the easier one. It's to take out the thread and eat the food. Coloring food. Okay? Lametes. אין איסור צביעה באוכלין, כל עוד לא יתכוון לצביעת המאכל, אלא רק לתיקון שיפור טעמו, ולכן מותר לתן תמצית תה, יין אדום, או מיץ פטל לתוך מים וכיוצא בזה. So you're allowed to put colorant in the food, if what you want is you're not doing it to color it, you're putting it in order to give it taste. So you're putting the colorant in the sugar, and it gives it nice strawberry taste, and that's your intention, and therefore you're allowed to put this tea into water, you color in the water, and the same as you put the ribena in, and things like this, you put into water. However, he says, ונכון להימנע מנתינת חומר צובע, גם כשהחומר זה עצמו נאכל לשם שינוי צבע מאכל בלבד, ועל אחת כמה וכמה שאסור ליתן חומר צובע בדבר הנאכל, כאשר אין כל כוונה לאכלו, כי אם ליפותו, כגון לצבוע מים שאינם עומדים לשתייה, אלא לשם קישוט הבית. So, says you're not allowed to put, you should not put any colorant if your intention is only to give it color. You don't care about the taste. You just want to give it color. Okay? Especially if you're giving it color not to be, if you've been giving it color, let's say to have, if it's fun to drink it, because it will have now a nice color which is fun to drink. So this, he said, don't do it just for that. Avoid doing just for that. But if you're doing it, not because you want to drink it, because you want to now have on the table nice red a red vase with some red water inside, this definitely you're not allowed to do. Okay? Now, he says, v'gam, im kol kavanato rak litikun hatam ul'shipro, even if it's only intended to give it good taste, like Rabina. לטוב לכתחילה להכניס תחילה לכוס את החומר הצובע כגון תמצית התה או את היין האדום או מיץ הפטל ולמזוג את המים רק אחר כך. That's what I always try to do. What I do is, the other way around, instead of putting the water and adding in it the sweetener, yeah, I put the sweetener first and then I add water. So now, I'm not coloring the water. I'm diluting the strong color of the liquid that gives the color. I'm now diluting it. So this way, you're not, although the water now disappears and inside the drink and becomes the same color, but it's not lehedia that you see that you're coloring the water, yeah? It's just because it disappears in it. Mem, ein isur molid reach be'ochlin. Right, so there's molid reach on clothes. You're not allowed to spray perfume on your clothes on Shabbos. If someone wants to spray deodorant, for example, he needs to spray it on his skin, not through the shirt, but without the shirt, directly on his skin. On the skin, you're allowed to be moilid reach, because there's no moilid reach. Moilid. So you something that was not here before, and now you're making it. No, yeah, that's noilad. Noilad is when it happened on its own. Moilid is when you do make it happen.
So what are you doing exactly with your jewelry and the clothes? What's
you moilid reach b'bgadim. You instilling smell in the clothes, and that's Chacham said that's part of moilid. Yeah, so noilad that happened by itself.
Doing on your skin is not.
It's not moilid because on your skin it's not considered, so and your body is not considered. On the skin you're allowed to, but not on the not on the shirt.
So you're not allowed to
put
on skin.
No, so on the skin you're allowed to. Okay, so you're allowed to put perfume on your skin, you're allowed to deodorant, etc. on the skin. You're not allowed to use the stick. A stick which is not liquid inside, but it's actually like a soap, you know? The harder one.
Like a stone, like a salt, yeah.
No, a stick which is soft. I use some. My wife buys me a specific type that works good for me and is good. My skin is right and whatever. And I get it in two types. I have a stick which has a roll like on it, and it's liquid for Shabbos. And for weekdays, there's one is which more is like it's like it's white, it's more like soap. But you smear it on your skin, and you smear it on. So this one you're not allowed to use on Shabbos because of memareach. But the liquidy one you're allowed to use on the skin. Okay. Any isur molid reach beochlin. And food, however, is also the same as on the skin. And for food, there's no molid reach. אם יש בשפת הריח משום הכשרת אוכלים לאכילה או השבחת העמם, you add in the taste, the food becomes tasty that you can eat it, or that's tastier to eat, you allow to do that, ולכן מותר להכניס לאוכלים כל מיני תבלינים. You can put as many spices as you want into the food, and you are not, you allow to do that on Shabbos, because there's no מוליד in ריח. Now, מם א', another interesting one, אין לקפל בפיות נייר בצורה מיוחדת כדי שרגילים לעשות לכבוד אורחים, אבל מותר לקפלן כיפול רגיל, כיפול רגיל. Okay? So you not allowed to do משום תיקון, and it's doing a binyan, okay? We mentioned boina and stuff, to take napkins and make with them a nice shape. If you fold in it twice, you said you're allowed. Just fold in it on its own, it's fine. You fold in it because you want to fold it, but otherwise, you're not allowed, you have guests on Shabbos, you have to prepare the nice napkins before Shabbos. You're not allowed to do it on Shabbos to make a shape in it. It's
what if you like place it in the cup and it itself just creates a shape by being in the cup?
That's fine. That's fine. Because you're not really giving it a shape. You're just putting it in the cup and it's sitting in a certain way in it. That's not something that looks like boina. When you actually fold it one way, fold it another way, and you give it some shapes, so now you're going to... It's doim el binyan. Okay? Now, but he said, you're allowed to do a single fold, you're allowed to do. בפית נייר שקיפולה נפתח, אין לחזור, if it opened on Shabbat, you're not allowed again to roll it the same way. מבייז, מותר לעצמי צלחת תינוק לשולחן על ידי וקום, בעזרת גומי או פלסטיק בתחתיתה, כדי שהתינוק לא ישפוך את המאכל. So if you have children's plate, I don't know if you have it by you, Gabriel, but a children's plate that has a vacuum at the bottom, and they stick it to the table so it doesn't, the children don't turn around. It says you're allowed to put that on Shabbos, and there's no boyne over here, or there's no other melachah that someone does over here on Shabbos, and you're allowed to do that. And it's like kos shel prakim, that you can, you know, like a cup that you open and close, is something, that's the way to use it. Ulyan chivu ma'achal betzor tzalachat shavukoy, about feeding it, about warming it up, we looked earlier in Bishul. אין לחסות הוגה ממגימל, אין לחסות הוגה במכסה שלא מיועד לכיסוי הוגות. Here is an interesting one. אוהל. We not allowed to do on Shabbos oil. Right? Oil is a tent. We not allowed to do a tent on Shabbos. Oil. So children are playing, for example, if they're not too young and they can understand, ask them not to do oil on Shabbos. Sometimes people want, children want to take a blanket, put it on chairs and make a tent. Right? Yeah. Better not to do it on Shabbos. Okay, also they're not planning for kiyum and this and that. If they won't understand, maybe it's kedai to leave them alone and wait for the age when they can understand. Yeah, but oil is part of bnia. Here is an interesting one. You have a cake on the table, and you want to cover it. Now, what makes it oil? If it's on top, if you put in something to cover, you're covering this, and you put in something which has a halal inside, a space of a tefach, just this, 10 centimeters space. It's oil. And therefore, if you have a cake, you're not allowed to take a bucket, turn over it upside down, and put it over to protect it. Why? Because now you're making oil inside. There's more than a tefach inside. However, if it's a special cake cover that you buy, a cake cover, and that's something, or you assign, you can take a bucket and assign it on Friday. From now on, this is my cake cover, and that's okay. Now it's not oil anymore; it's a cake cover, and therefore you'll be allowed to do that. Therefore, he says you got to pay attention that if it's a cover that's not made for cakes or not, you did not designate it for cake. And Shabbos, be careful; don't cover with it the cake if you have a tefach inside, which will be empty, and that's oil. People, there's something, stuff that people don't pay attention to at all, you know? So, There's something kedai to pay attention to this. And the same is removing it, it's stira of oil, yeah? But if there's no tefach, then you can put it, because then you're not making oil. Now, we said, if it's special, you can put it, remove it, doesn't matter even if it's tefach or not. Okay, the last part for this perek, and we finish in perek Yud Aleph. Mutar livzok avkat sukar al gabe uga, gam yu mishtamesh letzuach zeh bemesanenet, kedai lakel al apizur. So you want to put icing on a cake, sugar, right? How do you put it normally, the sugar on a cake? You know, if you take the sugar and with your fingers, you're going to try to put it on, it's going to be loads in one place and on another. So you put it inside a strainer, and then you put it over. But are you allowed to use a strainer on Shabbos? No, but in this case, you'll be allowed to use it. Why? Because you're not doing any separation. You're not doing meraked. You're not separating the flour and the dirt. It's all sugar. You're just using it because with that it's easy to spread it. So it's not for boirer, it's easy to spread it, and therefore you can use it. It's easy to spread it only for that, and B, nothing stays behind. Everything goes down through it. It's a way that it's easy for you to spread it, and therefore you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. And we finished Perek Yud Aleph. Perek Yud Beis, we will start about cleaning the dishes and cleaning the table and Shabbos and Yom Tov.